This week, we want to talk about the last set of words, Ben, and we believe that this is probably the most important ones.
Yeah, the last, but by all means, the most important of these words. And, you know, for a repurposed person, they need to have what we call a servant heart. They need to see others as opportunities to serve and actually look for ways to meet their needs.
Right.
A retiree or somebody that's more retired is self-focused. They've become increasingly focused on my activities, my hobbies, and my life.
And that kind of leads us to our first bullet point. And I think this is a really great idea. And I think we need to really focus on this. And people need to kind of become aware of this, that if you're not careful, and you've said this before, if you're not careful, retirement can be selfish. What do you mean by that?
Well, first of all, don't hear us wrong. And if you're a retiree today and you're listening to us, think, well, I'm selfish now.
Right.
No, but I think if retirement is done for the wrong reasons, right, it can be selfish. And when you start referring it to as, hey, it's my retirement, you know, it's my golf, my vacation, it's my time to do what I want, that's when we see it become, you know, really self-focused as far as what kind of really pleasure can I get from being retired versus how can I look to add value to others?
Right. So this is a methodical mindset that we have to kind of fight. And again, going back to some of the conversations we had, society is going to tell you that it is really
it's all about you.
So again, we don't blame people who have this thought process. And again, to reiterate what you said, we're not suggesting because you want to retire someday that's a bad thing. But if it's approached improperly, it can kind of lean towards that idea of now it's becoming all about you, and it can't.
Right. And if you want to retire for the right reasons, right, and sometimes leisure and slowing down and rest can be part of that and should be.
Right.
But it can't be the goal. That can't be all we're trying to do and say, okay, now I'm done. I'm done adding value to society. I'm doing my own thing right for these last 30 years or whatever. To me, that's a wasted time.
Sure, sure. The second bullet point is kind of the antithesis of being self-focused, which is being the servant heart. And you say that's kind of the antidote. That's the kryptonite of being self-focused.
That's how we solve it, right? Mm-hmm. And it doesn't have to be major things. You and I have talked about this before and talking either on the radio or just in other places, that it doesn't have to be a major life thing. It doesn't have to be volunteering on a major board or doing something like that. It can be something small.
Sure.
The key is that you're actually looking for ways to see people as opportunities to serve. Hmm. You're seeing people differently. You're saying, what might be their story? How could I plug in and help them? Might even be your own children saying, right, okay, kids, I want to spend more time with my grandkids. How can I best do that to serve you, sure, and the family, right? Not about me and me just enjoying my time with them, but how can I best plug in to their lives?
Would you recommend that people that are retired, they should almost go through like a mental checklist every day? Like, is that something that a mindset should be, where I wake up and one of the things that goes through your head is, how can I make a contribution? Because that's what you're talking about.
Yep.
We're not talking about a huge thing, like go out and build a new school every day, but how can I add value? Is that something that should be on somebody's checklist like every day?
I think whether or not you're retired or not, right, that should be on our checklist. It should be, you know, what did I do today to make somebody else's life better? Okay. And the thing about our jobs and our careers, we're going to get into that in the next couple of shows, Jared, and I can't wait. But our jobs and our careers gave us that because we're actively having it right there in front of us. Like today, I met with 4 or 5 different people and we're talking about how we're trying to help them, guide them into retirement. I made their life better. It was pretty easy because we're here in the office doing that. If that wasn't there, if my career wasn't here, I'd have to actively pursue those conversations with other people. Mm-hmm. And it just gets harder. So for people listening today, I'm saying, remember, if you've moved into retirement, it should be part of your daily kind of your daily watch list of the things I've done to contribute to somebody else's life.
Right. That is a good point. The last point that we want to talk about is this difference between selfishness versus significance. You talk about how they cannot mix. Just expound upon that.
Well, they can't. It's like oil and water, right? I mean, and the only way to be significant is to impact people's lives, right? I mean, that's what lasts in life. And we talk about legacy all the time here. And what we're talking about there is what of you continues on for generations, generations. We're talking people, right? People carry legacies out. So by impacting people, you can then be significant and leave a legacy. So if you're selfish and you're only worried about you, it's pretty hard to impact the people around you. Mm-hmm. And you open the show talking about, you know, true wealth and about these three things, right? It's having purpose, impact, and legacy. Can you do any of those three things if you're selfish? I would say you can't. You can't have good purpose. You can't impact anyone, and you can't carry on the legacy. So to me, this servant heart goes so much bigger than just, you know, the difference between self-focus we talked about today. It's a huge deal.
Yeah. Legacy itself is a massive deal. But my theory behind this is that you can be intentional about the legacy you want to leave, but really it's a result. I don't get up every day to try to leave a legacy. I need to get up every day and try to impact other people.
Then
you have the legacy bits, kind of a result, cause and effect thing there. That is some great stuff. So we're talking about being self-focused versus having a servant heart, being retired versus repurposed. If you want to check out the book, Repurpose, The Untold Story of Retirement in America, please do so. You can go to our website to find out more information. If you want the first two chapters free, even easier, go to our website, click on Heard Us on the Radio, give us your name and email, and I will personally send you the first two chapters right to your inbox, totally free. Thank you so much for listening to this True Wealth Radio segment right here on KWLM. I'm Jared Sebesta with Tejas Financial Group. We'll see you next time.
If you'd like to set up a no-cost meeting with Tejas Financial Group, call 222-4236 or stop by their office on 19th Avenue Southwest in Wilmer. And you can always check them out online at tejasfinancial.com. Tejas Financial Group, inspiring true wealth. Securities offered through Avantex Investment Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantex Advisory Services. Insurance services offered through Avantex Insurance Agency. Tejas Financial Group is not a registered broker-dealer or registered investment advisory firm.